As we finish with the bracha of Slach Lanu and move on to the bracha Re'eva Anyinu V'Riva Rivenu, the bracha of Geula, there is really so much here to discuss and to talk about in Mirtz Hashem in the next few days. We'll get into this bracha at a much deeper level. But the Gemara explains, in trying to figure out the order of the brachas of Shmona Esrei, that the bracha of Geula, which is the seventh bracha in Shmona Esrei, is because we're going to be redeemed in the seventh year of the Shemitah cycle. So there's a certain element of seven that's redemptive, that it's a culmination of everything that we've been working towards. But the Gemara then says that the following year of Shemitah, Mashiach is going to come. So really, Geula is the eighth year, not the seventh year. Should be that it's the eighth bracha. The Gemara makes a very profound assertion that Melchama Nami Eschalta de Geula, that the war isn't just the pathway to the goal of Geula, but that the war itself and all the fights that we go through and the struggles we go through and the confrontations we go through, that is part of the redemption itself. So that is really the question we have to ask. What is this Geula that I'm asking for? When I say Re'eva Anyinu V'Riva Rivenu, what am I asking for? It's about this redemptive Geula. It's not about Geula Shlema. It's not about Mashiach, because that we are going to say at the end of Shmona Esrei. When we finally conclude towards the end of our Bakashos with Es Tzemach David, there we'll talk about ultimate Geula, about the lineage of David HaMelech. That's not what we're asking for. There's something about personal confrontation and struggle, and we're asking for that Geula. There are a number of opinions and answers to this question, but I'll share one from Rav Asher Weiss. Rav Asher Weiss, quoting Rashi, explains that if we look at the last three brachos that we've learned together and we say every single day, three times a day, they were more spiritual. We ask for da'as, and we ask for forgiveness, we ask for tshuva and closeness with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But when the next number of brachos that we're going to ask are going to be some things that are very defined. We're going to ask for refuah, and we all want healthy, very healthy lives. We want Baruch Aleinu, we want Parnasa. We might want a high number, but we want a defined thing. What exactly are we asking for in Geula? It's not the spiritual brachos that we just asked for. It's not the defined, give me an exact, or please HaKadosh Baruch Hu, provide me what I think I need. What is Geula? And Rav Asher Weiss explains that Geula is aspects of our lives that don't exactly fit into a box, that we can't just take a pill or write a check and get it. It's about who we are, the relationships we have, our sense of self, our ability to pursue dreams, the challenges that we face, the confidence that we need to have, the X factor that stands in our way of actualizing who we are and what we can be. When we say Re'eva Anina V'Riva Rivenu, the bracha of Geula, it is about achieving human potential that's undefined, a sense of broader issues that we face in our lives. And here we daven in this bracha, not just for specific things that that we need, but our overall ambitions and our goals and the help that we need to actualize those things and to achieve those goals in the bracha of Geula.